Hello, my name is Danai Pseradelli and I'm a German studies major at Davidson College. This is a podcast describing what's the best lesson I took from my class German Black Minorities in Germany in Davidson College. The name of my podcast is The Stories Behind the Story, and based on what I've learned in the class, I'll tell you about how I finished the class, realizing what it means that one story, in whatever way, even if it seems that it is one story, in reality it's not. And it's many, many more stories coming from many different people, which all deserve all our attention. I'll start by referencing a movie we had watched in class. It's Michaela's Christie's Kirsch Brown Babies, Germany's Lost Children movie. So this movie intends to present the history of how those people who this movie calls brown babies were given for adoption as their being in Germany as black people at that time was not acceptable. So the way this movie presents all the stories is by unifying them, by taking small parts of each story and putting them all together and making them seem as one. Also, this movie presents people's stories as if there is no difference between them. So as if you can take parts of each person's story and then put them all together to create one big story with which everyone relates with. This is wrong. This is completely wrong. And we'll talk about this in a few minutes. So what it fails to do through this process, what this movie fails to do, is to highlight the uniqueness of its story, to highlight how each individual made it through it, how they came to the realization that they're adopted, and what the process was for each of them to finding their families and overcoming the trauma, if that was even possible, because for some of them was, for some of them it was not. And at the end, this movie is also very problematic because it emphasizes more the events that happened as chronological events, as when they happened, kind of why they happened, and the movie is putting less emphasis on the stories themselves. So while watching the movie, I noticed a lack of emotion.
One more major a lot. Thing I noticed
that is very problematic for this movie is the term brown babies. And if we think about it, why is it being used and how it's being used? I feel like even those of us that were not able to realize how wrong it is at the first sight, they can now see how much inappropriate it is. Why? First of all, the dual heritage black, German, transnational adoptees are not still babies. We're talking about adults who have grown up, who have achieved many things in their lives. And it's very unfair towards them and towards what they've been through, because the hardest part was in their adult life when they came to realize what was going on, to still call them babies, because they are not babies. We're not talking about babies. They were babies once when that happened, but now it's all about the adults that were those babies. So I consider this term disrespectful when it's used for adults and in this context. And also thinking that their lives did not stop after they were given for adoption, but instead, most of them, they've done really good work since then. Besides the work, it's also all the experiences they went through, all the trauma, all the journey to finding their families back in Germany, finding more parents, more siblings, cousins. It's discovering a completely new world. And then besides of that, we talked in the class with many unique guests, and the sessions can be found in the BDHRA YouTube website. And all of them are either writing or directing plays or films or writing poetry or songs. So by calling them babies, it's like we indicate that the most important part of the life, so the part of their life that can teach us things, is the period where they were babies. No, where we should put more emphasis on is on their adult life, on their teenage years, what they went through at school, and then how they overcame all of those, how they came in peace with themselves and with everything they've been through. So by using this term, it's like emphasizing that adoption terminated the part of their life on which history is interested on, because in this movie, all these events are presented as part of history. And they are history. However, history is bigger. History is not taking a very small fraction of an event and presenting that as an objective representation of the whole history. Instead, it is presenting all the facts that are part of the specific historical phenomenon or event we are describing. I think most of you will agree with me to that. So, in order to objectively present the history of the dual heritage Black German transnational adoptees, we should reference their lives as babies, but at the same time, we should also consider their lives as children, as teenagers, and as adults. So what this movie was trying to do, and it failed, was to storytell. So what should we take into consideration when we tell a story?
The most important thing to take into consideration
when telling someone's story is whose story is it? Who's the person narrating the story? Why are they narrating? Are they being objective? Maybe not. And then being respectful to them. So then we should wonder, how should many stories be presenting? What happens, in other words, when we're not only presenting one person's story, but we are presenting many people's stories? How do we make sure we don't make all of them looking as one, taking away the factor that makes each of these stories unique, each of these stories unique to that person, to the persons they belong to, experiences? And that's the director's or the producer's job to do. To know what to include and what not without changing in an inappropriate way the experience they include in their story, right? So the story each person will narrate will be big, probably a long interview, and they need, some things need to be included, some things need to be excluded, and this is a very sensitive choice that one has to make when they edit the film. How can we make sure we're not insulting the narrator when we edit their story? And also, how do we make sure we're not altering what they're saying just to fit what works best for the movie, but then concealing things that should be heard from that person's story? So to the film we mentioned before, Michaela's Kirst's Brown Babies, the stories are all modified to fit in a frame, in one frame, and not look as the same story, right? What the director or producer are supposed to do are include parts of its story and make it very, very clear that this is not one story. These are many people's stories. And then, why is that important? It's important because it's respectful. If we present many small, different, a lot different from each other stories, how are we presenting history? We are, because the producer or director, again, is responsible of, while they're making these stories seem unique, because they are unique, at the same time, so to us who are watching the movie or who are hearing the story, how all those different stories fit in history. How all those stories are under the same umbrella. And how they have the same source, one can say, or maybe they have a common start or a common reason why things came this way, right? However, after that point, after the beginning, each story takes a different direction. So we've talked in this class with so many people. I was able to identify some common things among them, among the stories I've heard, but not a single time did I hear a story and thought, oh, I've heard this story again. No, every time was a completely new narration with completely new effects on the person and completely new feelings. I felt completely different things for every person that talked to us. So there's no reason of putting all those stories in one big bag and just drawing out of the bag small elements that make the story we want to present through the movie or the director wants to present through the movie make it more interesting. No, we need to be more respectful to the participants, and we also need to be respectful to who everyone is related to the story and will then see the movie. Is that the participants? Is that the people narrating the story? Maybe in some years from now, it's the relatives, the children, the parents of the people who are telling the story. Who is it? And the director or the producer has to wonder, how will those people feel when they see that movie? Are they gonna feel embarrassed? Then, if the answer is yes, it means that the director included in the story things that are inappropriate. Will they feel uncomfortable or get angry? If yes, that might mean that the director included things that are not true or sound a lot differently than the storyteller
said. At this point, I would like to make one more point regarding storytelling and the movie we talked about before. And at this point, I would also like to thank Dr. Rosemary Peña, who advised me in this class and who also shared with me her dissertation. And through that dissertation, I came up with a point I'll now tell you about. So one major effect this movie has and the technique of putting many stories into one is that it victimizes all the people included. So by only taking the bad experiences of all of them and presenting how much of a negative impact that had on their lives, on their personalities, it's like presenting all those transnational adoptees as people who were people who were unlucky for their whole life, or people who never achieved things, or people we should feel sorry for. No, this is not the case. As I also mentioned before, most of these people are now offering a lot to the field of Black German history. They're also offering a lot in the field of psychology. They have not given up to their trauma, but instead they're working with the trauma. And the most important thing is that they are not only trying to get better themselves, is that they're trying to communicate everything they've learned through in that process to us, to all of us. Those people who came to talk in my class had no reason to do it. They could just have said, it's my trauma, it's my experiences, I prefer to keep it personal. And this is also respected. They can keep personal as much of it as they want because it's their experiences, it's their story. However, I still admire the courage it takes and how brave those people are for coming in front of an audience, in front of an undergraduate audience who has never in the past heard again about even their story and what happened back then, and sharing with us not only facts, but sharing with us feelings, sharing with us how it was to reunite with their lost families, how it was to be rejected for what they were, how not being accepted felt like. So presenting those stories as only negative stories and only sad stories in a movie, that's completely disrespectful towards
the whole
community.
At this point, I would like to refer on a discussion we had in class with Mrs. Denise and Doris. And as I mentioned before, this discussion is available on the organization's YouTube channel. So Mrs. Denise and Mrs. Doris were both adopted as babies, but they were both impacted in such a different way by their experience. So Mrs. Denise said that disapproval by her classmates at school really affected the way she saw herself. And for years, she had a strong feeling that she would be left alone and she would relieve the abandonment she felt she went through when she was a baby. And this caused her to develop problematic relationships with people, trying to always draw attention on her and ensure that people will not leave her. So she was trying to make sure that people were staying with her and constantly reassuring herself about it. Also, she mentioned that she did not have access to information since she was young. So she learned most of the things about her adoption gradually as she grew up. And something that to me sounded very traumatic was that not knowing the whole history since she was young led her to make unreasonable assumptions for her birth mother. And imagine how a child can let their imagination run and think things that they're so far away from reality, but how they can persuade themselves of coming from a bad family, of having parents that didn't like them or that didn't love them and all those things, and how that can hurt a young child, and that to what extent is that reversible when they grow up, even if they realize that what they thought was wrong, the trauma of all that is still there. And I thought that experience was really, really intense. And then on the other side, Mrs. Doris, she was still impacted from her adoption, but she says that she was impacted to a smaller extent. So she knew about her adoption since she was a child. She learned at some point when she was a child, but she grew up feeling that her adoption was a taboo. She was not allowed to talk about it with friends, classmates, other people that were adopted, not even her family. So that's another thing that causes trauma, to know that you've been through something that you're not allowed to share with people. And as a child, that can make you wonder, why am I not allowed to share that information about me? Why is it that bad that people would not want to hear about it? And being told to avoid discussing it as a child made you become more introverted, which makes completely sense. But we can see how different this is from what Mrs. Denise said, that her experience made her more more seeking attention and more, one could say, extrovert, but I'm not sure if she was completely an extrovert. She was for sure more social. She was socializing more, while Mrs. Doris preferred to keep things for herself.
Even though this was a very small example, I'm sure that whoever, two people or more, we can compare, like listen to their stories and then compare their experiences and the effect these stories had on their personalities and the way they develop relationships with other people, we'll see so many different elements and we'll identify many different patterns. And what does this tell us? That tells us that different people necessarily means different stories. Even if they went exactly the same thing, because Mrs. Denise and Mrs. Doris went exactly to the same school, so they had many similar experiences, and still the impact their adoptions had on each of them was so contradictory. So same experiences do not impact everyone in the same way.
And that's something we should consider for all experiences, not just adoption. Generalizing many stories to make it look like one is what really traumatizes the adoptees. It's not talking about the story, it's about taking their story from them and pretending it's our story, and then make it look more general, make it fit in a frame that's convenient for us. And then the German heritage adoptees are also stigmatized by content and movies, such as the movie we mentioned before, that present them as victims, and they overlook their current inspiring work. Right? So focusing on one person's background and not seeing how that person is using what they've been through, they're using all the trauma to do such inspiring work, as many of them are currently doing, that gives them stigma. Because then they're named the adoptees, or some people use a problematic term we mentioned before, brown babies. No, they're adults, they are creative people, they're happy people, and they're not sharing their stories so people would feel sorry for them. They're sharing the stories to inspire people, to motivate people to do things, to motivate people to look more about finding their identity, finding themselves, and not being afraid to talk about what they've been through, not being afraid to talk about their trauma. For me,
I believe that this is the most important thing I learned in this class, is to know that each person has their own story. Not just know, to realize it, because I knew it before, but I didn't know what we mean when we say that each person has their own story. But now I really understand it. And then I'm not only able to understand it, but this class taught me how to approach different people with different stories. How can I not be insulting? How can I be respectful to their stories? How can I learn the most by talking with them? How can I encourage them sharing what they want to share, and not trying to generalize it and to make it fit in the things that I'm familiar with? So taking their story as it is, and trying to understand it to whatever extent that's possible. And this is why I'm really thankful to my teachers, Dr. Rosemary Peña, Dr. Fraser Aff, and my whole class, and all the guests for contributing in that process. And for me, knowledge, sometimes it's not the most important thing. How we approach knowledge is also the most crucial step in being able to take knowledge, to absorb it, and being able to handle it.